Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we await the vote on the tush push, which was supposed to happen an hour and a half ago, Jeff Lurie apparently went in there, gave over a half-hour speech, then they rolled Jason Kelce in, and now the latest, Hugh. This is from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The general session of the spring league meeting has concluded without a vote on banning the tush push, and the debate will continue in a privileged session with only owners, which tells me they said, get Jason out of the room. It's time for just the owners to speak here.
Well, no, they said you bring in outsiders in the family business. Mm-hmm. And that's what Jeff did because he was trying to plead his case. Somebody didn't like that. You know, and then you sat there for a half an hour talking, long talking, and then you put him out there and he long talked as well. What's wrong with you? You bringing somebody else in the outside, you bringing an outsider in the family business. Mm. This is not going to go well for us, y'all. I'm just being honest with you. I know we've been sitting here and we want to be optimistic as we possibly can, but they're dragging this out. And somebody got upset because Jason came. Somebody got upset because Jeff, Mr. Lurie, brought him to an owner's meeting, and now they're feeling some type of way.
Well, my position continues to be the same as it's been since we got on the air today, and really for the last month. We're getting screwed here. The NFL is out to get the Philadelphia Eagles, and if it's playing out exactly the way you seem to perceive it, which is the owners are saying, all right, you brought him in, this is an owner's meeting, let's get him out of the room so we can really have the discussion here, I think you're going to be right. I think this thing's getting banned before we're off the air today because Goodell wants it out. It's slimy. Using the Packers as the shield for this, the whole thing is slimy. 215-592-9494.
Goodell's going to be in the meeting as well, by the way, where apparently his contract will also be the topic of discussion.
So Roger Goodell today is going to get a new contract and the tush push ban. I want this guy booed as loud as I've ever heard and the opening night game against the Cowboys. All right, your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, we want to hear from Sirianni yesterday and Jalen Hurts as well. Why don't you give everyone a second clue to marinate on? Because clearly clue number one didn't get us anywhere. Shedeur Sanders was our top guest so far. He's
Oh, my gosh, it's awful. I mean,
he's a quarterback.
So, Hugh Hamilton?
I did you search
Hugh
him
Douglas
yet?
Hamilton. I saw,
yeah, that's a real person.
That's a guy. What did powdered he, what, wig and all.
What, did he make anything special? Wow, you don't look anything like this guy.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's a different Hugh, if you will.
Yeah, he's a totally different Hugh than you. Nice. 1739 to 1808 in Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah, he's a different Hugh.
Mm-hmm. He was Irish. Yes. All right, go ahead. Give your second clip.
Yes, both Joe and Kyle grew up watching this show.
Okay. All right. So now we have
that
a second.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. That gives a little bit of a better sense. What's that?
I mean, we'll talk about it.
No, you didn't. No. No, it's 2.5.
Okay.
Is the over under.
Okay. You're right. You're right. Because I got two.
If it gets guessed after this clue,
okay.
I win.
Okay.
So you guys are taking side bets on how quickly
we but like that, this should basically give it away.
I don't know if you're right on this.
No, because people don't listen.
Okay, we'll see.
Again, okay, it might be the teacher's fault. It might be your fault.
It's not my fault.
Here's what we will listen to.
Great clue.
We will listen to Nick Sirianni. He had a press conference yesterday. His first one after getting a new contract.
You mean the one we were waiting on?
The one that was supposed to air at 12:45.
Yeah.
Let's not be petty today. We don't have to be petty.
Every day.
I mean, the whole show is about pettiness today, especially.
It is. Well, there's some nonsense going on. Let's hear from Sirianni yesterday, thanking the doubters and the haters and the skeptics and help grow him grow to where he became a great coach.
All that, like, you can either go at it and be like, look at me now. But I don't think that, I'm grateful for all those scrutiny. I'm grateful for that for multiple
just say
reasons.
What it haters.
I'm grateful in the sense that it shapes you to who you are going to be, right? God puts you through things and it shapes you to who he wants you to be. And then also, through scrutiny and through different things like that and adversities that you face, I'm going to be able to raise my kids and they're going to be going through things and I'm going to be able to look back at things. And there's another reason I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that in the sense as well of, players that are going to have to go through that, cause no one's exempt from adversity that you go through, in the challenges of the NFL. So I don't think you can have a grateful heart for the things that you've went through to shape you to who you are. And then on the other end go, oh, look, what are you saying? You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
No, I know what he's saying.
What are you saying?
Well, he's saying that he was able to channel the criticism and become better. And he was I thought it was a pretty grown-up answer. I liked what he said yesterday. Also, we can use that next season if and when we have to criticize Nick Sirianni. Say, see, he appreciates it. He appreciated it. Petty spin?
Well, no, he got brand new. I'm okay with it. No, but he got brand new yesterday.
No, that's a grown-up answer.
No, but he got brand new when he waited. He made us wait a whole hour. We waited like a whole hour and a half to hear what he had to say.
But again,
that was super petty.
We might blame Elliot for that. Elliot may have gotten the schedule wrong.
Only thing, you know what I heard when I heard him say that? I make my haters my motivators. Because
94 WIP breaking news.
Gentlemen, we have a verdict on the Tush Push.
Let's hear it.
It's back, baby!
We got it back! What do we got?
So Diana Rossini says, breaking. Packers' proposal to ban the Tush Push did not receive the required 75% support from the NFL's owner to pass. Per source, the Tush Push remains alive.
The Tush Push back for 2025. I am surprised. It doesn't change the fact that Goodell tried to screw us.
Tried to do it.
Just wasn't
we did it.
Wasn't
we did
successful.
It, Jeff. We did it, Kelsey. You're back on my Mount Rushmore.
Well, we may have to put – Kelsey has to be on the Mount Rushmore now. If you took him off for Graham, I think we got to fix that. I mean, he helped get this Tush Push back in. It's a big day. All
I didn't think it was going to go well when they talked about what did he say? We're going to talk behind closed doors.
Yeah.
We're going to get the grown-ups. Yeah, that didn't look
good. So now is it my turn for the I told you so?
No, because
it wasn't screwed.
To screw
sure.
these.
You know what?
I'm back to yesterday, though, because I said it's going to stay.
Oh, you were right.
And he was doing the whole, well, if they have to make calls. No, it worked. They lobbied and it worked.
I hate that he won this.
We won.
I know.
We get the tush push.
But I hate that Kyle won because
don't
he's
be
doing
so
that.
Petty.
I know. I'm trying to get past it. But I ain't going to lie. I feel some kind of way because Kyle got a win.
But you got to get over that. I still want Goodell booed mercilessly when he gets here. This was a screw job by Goodell.
We did it.
Goodell looks like a smacked ass. I mean, he tried to get this out of the NFL.
I haven't heard smacked ass in a long time.
He looks like a smacked ass right now in front of all the owners. He tried to get it out.
So now I guess the question is, do we think this is the final year? You're the Tush Push, and we do a little bit of a victory lap.
Ooh, yeah, we're
around the league.
We're trending the wrong way in terms of the staying in the NFL, right? I mean, we don't have a full vote total yet. Here's what I need: the full vote total whenever we see it, and I need to know who voted against.
10 teams voted against the Packers' proposal, so they got 22.
Yeah, we're in trouble. Long term, this is gone, right? I mean, if if we thought it was 50-50 a month ago and now it's 22-10,
I mean,
we don't have much wiggle room left.
You could get another year where there's no injuries, and that makes more of the case for the Eagles. A lot can happen in a year, is all I'm saying.
You're right. But look, we have it for 2025. That's what counts. Yeah. I need to know the 22 that voted against the Eagles. I need to know who the enemies of the Eagles are. I need to know who Goodell convinced.
He said enemy of the state.
They are. There's a lot of enemies of the state out there. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to the phones. Your reaction. The Tush Push is back for 2025, and your guesses for Hughes Clues. I am shocked. I am shocked they were able to get this thing through because it just seemed like Goodell was pushing so hard for it. It's a good day. It's a big day for the Eagles. We have the Tush Push back. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Come on, baby.
We got it back, Will!
Why y'all keep doubting this, man? Come on! Listen, man. I was with Cal the whole time, and you gotta think positive, man. Seriously. We gotta stop being so negative thinking about all our teams and players, man.
Well, I mean, it's 22 of the 32 teams voted against us. I mean, that's
But we got what we needed
to
keep it going. But listen, I'm going to say this, though. This is what I am going to say. Now, it's all a setup. You got to peep the blitz when things happen. You can't just celebrate that we won. There's a reason why we won. We won it so they could find a reason this season to permanently ban it. I can go deeper into it because I already know what's going to happen. If you want to hear it now, I'll give it to you now.
What do you got? Go ahead. Tell us.
You know what's going to happen. A couple of teams is going to fake injury, and then that's what's going to create the ban.
Fake an injury? Man, that's a lot.
Well, that's actually a clever way to do it. I mean, because that was their big thing. They were really worried eventually there'd be an injury. You know what? You send like a backup defensive tackle that's going to get cut anyway. You tell them to fake that injury, and you get everyone talking about it, Will.
Why not? But, you know, hopefully they don't. But, you know, we got this victory. Let's celebrate and let's use it to our advantage again this season. Let's push our way back to another Super Bowl. But what I want to say, man, listen, Eagles, no matter how you look at it, we public enemy number one.
No
baby.
Doubt. They tried to
we
get
beat,
us, Will. They
we
tried.
Beat both goats. We beat both the goats. And guess what? We the new goat. So everybody want to beat us now. Because guess what? We the best team in the league, and everybody is fearing us. They want to do anything and everything to stop our mentality of being the best, but they're not going to be able to do it because we're going to band together, Philly forever, baby, and we think the best we know. And guess what? We're bringing music up, turning up, baby, because we're back another season, another season of the Tush Push. Can't nobody stop it. They thought they was going to stop it today, but it still can't be done. You know why? Because we're the best. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. And we are E-A-G-L-E-S-Eagles.
Now that's going to hit different, Will. That's a good phone call. It's going to hit different when they have the Tush Push for the touchdown on the first drive against the Cowboys to open the season.
That'd be nice.
It's going to be different.
Do we think Lurie successfully
converted a couple people?
Batted it back by saying, well, you're creating another safety risk.
I think
that was a genius move by Lurie.
I was a little nervous when they came back and said, well, we know we got to have another session by ourselves
with just
the owners.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, that was kind of, that made me feel like, oh, it's not going
to
go well.
So 22 to 10 was the vote. If it had gotten to 24 votes, we would have lost the Tush Push. They only got 22 to vote against them. So could Jeff have, if Jeff swayed just two votes, that's it? That's a huge.
Totally that's what I was trying to tell you. Like, they were this close. That was some good lobbying work by them. Him and Kelsey.
Yeah,
and
I was
like,
with you on the lobbying. I'm good.
I wonder who the two that we swayed. Because you remember Harbaugh was kind of on the fence.
He Coach wanted Harbaugh. To see a rewritten rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we had Tampa. We didn't have Atlanta.
No, Raheem Morris disappointed us. He's an enemy of the Eagles now forever. I like they do with the Hall of Fame voting. I want to see the full vote totals. I want everyone to be transparent. Don't hide behind it's a private vote. No. It's nonsense.
I'll keep an eye out.
Shout out
for
to Diana Rossini too, because she was on top of that thing.
I know she was like basically in the meeting, or someone was texting her what was going on there.
She must have some major pull.
Good job by her. You know what they should do for next year's meeting? They should just televise the whole thing. I would watch that in a heartbeat.
No, you probably, there's a lot of cussing going on.
That's okay.
They should have televised it on NFL Network, like the deliberation and all that. That would have been awesome.
There's like a court case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have, I mean, we would have just aired the whole thing live on the air. Let's go to Tyler in Bryn Mawr, who's up. Hey, Tyler.
What's going on, guys?
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Back into it. I know Hughes typically the company man, but Kyle Quinn, NFL company man today, man. Come
here we
on,
go.
Man.
It's
crazy.
I work
was right.
with too that many company people around here. It's nuts.
It's unbelievable. But hey, you know, if I'm Miss Laurie, I'm looking at those 22 teams, seeing they voted against it, and I'm running the score up against them if we play them.
Mm-hmm.
Talking 70-21, 56-28, to saying we don't need the tush push to win. We got you guys fair and square. Don't need that play to beat you guys.
I like that. I want to run up the score. We find the vote total out. We get the people that we know voted against them. Run up that score, Tyler, including the Cowboys in week one. Run it up.
No, I'm going to go ahead and let them have it with the tush push.
Run
like,
it
as
up.
As much as I possibly can.
No, but yeah, first offensive player of the game, just run the tush push against Dallas. Just to say it's back. The crowd would go crazy. It would be awesome.
That would be funny. Tyler, what do you got for us for a guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go with Bob Ross.
Well, you hit it, Tyler.
Another I told you so.
Boom.
No, Kyle.
Boom.
Kyle,
I'm going to be a problem today for you, bud.
I think Kyle rigged that one.
No. Hold on. Because Will called back. We did not let him get a guess when he went off. He called back and goes, was it Bob Ross? I had the next two people. I win.
So that's my bad. He had the Eagles chant, and we kind of cut him off after that because it was a good ending to his call. Mm-hmm. I got caught up in the tush push stuff. That's my bad, Will. I'll get you back next time.
Like I feel like I was got because I was close.
What are you, the camera when he loses Beat the Hammer now?
No, I'm going to take it like a man. I'm going to lose with grace and dignity.
I'm 2-0 today, baby.
A great eagle goes down with grace. Are you a great eagle?
I'm going to take it on the chin. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you see greatness running by you like Barry Sanders, you just got to stop and put your hands on your hips.
That's a low blow, yeah. It's a low blow.
Now you're about to milk it. Today is your day.
If you
day.
Don't know the reference, check out the Run Barry Run documentary on Amazon.
Hey, Kyle, I digress. You win.
You see Barry Sanders running for 2,000 yards, and in the shot, there's Hugh Douglas, the Jet, watching him run by, hands on his hips.
So Schefter officially said 22 to 10 was the vote.
22 to 10. So we have.
Ooh, that thing could have
won. That was close.
What did they say about the skin of your teeth?
Yeah, we got it. We did it by two votes. All right, 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Your reaction, the tush push official. Back for 2025. We got through by two votes. I still believe the NFL was out to get the Eagles without question, led by Goodell, who's a weasel. Let's go to, we got Carmen. We haven't heard from Carmen in a while. Carmen, how are you?
Carmen. Hi, how you doing, guys? Good show today. I've been listening, and that's real good news about the tush push there. They made the correct ruling on that. I agree with Joe. You don't like a play, you stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't change your rules. That's That's a coward's way out. The Packers and the league ought to be ashamed of themselves. I call it lame. That's what I say.
It's a joke, and Carmen.
It is, and I feel bad for you, Douglas, too. I know he had to get his pickup truck towed over the weekend.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Course. Just a little inconvenience, glad, but it's, you know.
Glad he's okay, though. But I do have a little problem with the way he acted in the studio on Monday. That's another disgrace.
What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening when you, Douglas, farted in the studio. That was an embarrassment to the radio station.
Wait a minute, Carmen. Hold up, Carmen. I didn't
you
fart.
You had a woman there. You had a guest. You had a guest in the studio and you broke wind. I did.
You
fart.
Did do it with a guest in studio.
I didn't fart.
It really is embarrassing.
I don't know why she would even come into that show anymore after being treated like that, farting in front of a lady. Flatulence is not a form of flattery. You're a pig, you know that? You're a big, fat pig.
I never thought I'd be on the receiving end of this.
Well, you earned it.
The Comber was right. You're not an Eagles great. Oh. You had a few good games. You were great when you first got here. And you
wait a minute, but I didn't fart.
He's dead.
I didn't fart. It was. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can.
You it won't said do it was a squeaky chair.
It is a squeaky chair.
That's not the same noise.
It's a squeaky chair.
I never heard a chair. You make a flatulent noise. That's like you're a pig farting in front of a lady. And you're not an Eagles great. You're a great white. You're the size of a whale. Oh, you're supposed to be tough. You got beat up by a real Eagles. Terrell Owens. I know he was nuts, but he could play football. I mean, probably the best receiver we had in the city. I mean, but he was a physical specimen. Not like you, you fat pig. You fought T.O. naked. But that guy, he was built. Nobody wants to see fat you, Douglas, naked. Naked Douglas, no. And how about Friday in the rain? You bailed on your car.
I did.
Yeah, he did do that.
Wait a minute. First of all, I did not bail.
Don't lie. You lied.
I did not bail.
I saw it on the YouTube. A first sign of danger at the Regatta.
It wasn't the first sign. It was like the third sign of danger.
Well,
I wouldn't want you in a foxhole. Wait a minute, Carmen.
I was waiting. I tried to tell Joe, let's go. He didn't want to leave.
That's
he wanted to do the interview.
I saw it on the television with the YouTube, and I wouldn't want you around. You wouldn't even fit in the foxhole, you fat pig.
That kind of.
Why don't you go back to Fat Atlanta? You can fart all you want down there to the rest of those pigs. And use clues is horrible, too.
Wait a minute, Carmen. I gave away some really good clues today.
Well, they were too easy, obviously.
What you mean too easy?
I mean, you gave it away.
I had people think outside the box. I mean, like I said, I'm going to be a big guy about it. I'm going to be a man about it. But I think Kyle rigged it, though.
Don't deflect from you disappearing on Friday. You ran away as we were drowning.
The first clue was always obscure. It's horrible. Nobody knows what it is. I got one. Who's 350 pounds, loves bacon, and his name rhymes with Sue? Big Fat Hugh. That's who. I call him Porky.
I'm getting cooked.
You are getting crushed.
That wasn't a fart. That was a snort. Huge Douglas.
I didn't fart, man.
Goodbye, Porky.
I didn't fart.
Sorry, Carmen. We appreciate the call. That's the first time Carmen called and didn't rip me. That was brand new.
Yeah, that's brand new.
I mean, wow. He cooked you.
I'm having a rough day.
Yeah, I could tell the hurt in Hugh's eyes when he said he wouldn't fit in the foxhole. That one got you.
That hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that hurt a little bit. Well, you had a tough week. I mean, you did fart in front of a guest.
Yeah, I did not.
And you left us high and wet at the Regatta.
Boy. Tried to save y'all, man. No, the Regatta. Shout out to the Regatta.
Wait a second. Once we got off the air, you disappeared. We turned around. We were cleaning up the equipment, and you're gone.
Well, I waited around to see what y'all was doing.
No, you didn't.
And then it was raining really, really, really,
no,
really
I got
hard.
Back here, and not like it didn't take me very long to get back here, but you were. Basically had your feet kicked off
I know,
in the studio.
I was waiting. I was all plugged in. I had my
I'm soaking wet, getting
in.
Back here, you know, through the rain.
To tell you to leave.
And mm-hmm. You're sitting here dry, you know, it's ridiculous.
We don't, I tried to tell you, we was down at the Schuylkill, man. I told you at the Schuylkill, the water was rising.
It was, yeah.
I told you the water was rising.
I told you so is not an excuse for letting us
I'm
drown.
Just telling you the water was rising, okay. And right. I kept saying that.
Do we have some teams that sided with us?
Just a few of them, yeah. Okay. So we're looking to craft our bleep list.
Yes.
These teams are not on it.
Okay. Who
Ravens.
Got? Okay.
Patriots. Jets. Mm-hmm. Hughes Jets. And the Lions.
Wait a minute. They didn't. They were with us.
They were with us. Yep.
Okay. You know what that is? That list is football guys. Harbaugh, Vrabel, Aaron Glenn, and Dan Campbell.
That's my team, mate.
Those Damn are right. football Damn guys right. right there. True football guys voted for the Eagles. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. The Tush Push is staying for 2025. Your reaction doesn't change my perspective. The NFL tried to screw the Eagles, but luckily we had enough votes to keep this for at least the 2025 season. All right, we will bring Elliot in to react to this. And we could talk about Nick Sirianni with his brand new contract.
Brand new money.
And obviously going to be here for a while as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, where he ranks now, where he will rank when he's done as the Eagles head coach. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO today to join. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.